is that new Jigsaw Company.
Yo, 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 yo. We back with another episode of Jigsaw and Company, brought to you by Puzzle Me Entertainment. And we are here with the cast of my short film, which is untitled right now. But we are with the cast of, I call it ACSS right now, a child support story. Right now,
okay. Once upon a time.
Siri, we ain't asked you to talk. All right. So right now we're sitting with Travis Boykins, Sasha with
Gilchrist,
Tatiana Williams, my homeboy BJ the Best, and once again, my big homie, my homie, Ricky Bell Jr. Everybody say what's up.
Hello.
What's up, everybody?
How you doing?
Right now we are recording at my producer crib, and I greatly appreciate him and his wife letting us use their house to shoot our scenes. Shout out to Tiff, shout out to Dom on the beats, and shout out to my cousin Lexus and Big Mike, who was in the short film, and we shot at their location as well. I feel real good about this short film. It will be coming out soon. I'm looking to put it out on in a Sundance Film Festival, so prayers up for that. But I'm gonna let my cast go around and basically introduce themselves.
What's going on? This Travis.
And who you play, Travis?
Oh, my damn.
All right, bro.
My character is Zakari. You know what I'm saying?
Hello, my name is Sasha. I am a model, and my cast is Karen.
What's up, y'all? My name is Tatiana, and I play Niecy, the bitter baby mama.
It's BJ the Best, Cat 229. Man, we're doing the best we can do.
Hey, what he said. What's up, everybody? I'm Ricky Belgian. I'm just the guy behind the scenes, doing the shooting and all that good stuff.
Co-director.
Oh, and co-director.
Give that credit, co-director.
Stop
flattering yourself,
nigga.
Shout out to BJ the Best. If you're on Anchor, you can also check out his podcast, which is called Cab 229, right?
I fuss with you.
So make sure y'all check him out and give his joint a listen. You know we drop every Wednesday. So I'm gonna start off with Travis. What was your experience? Talk about your experience. Have you ever did any acting before doing this?
Well, me personally, you know what I'm saying? It's something that I actually thought about, but I never, you know what I'm saying, put the foot forward to actually do it. So, like, the only acting besides this that I can really say is from, like, Miss Bernard from Bird.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to Miss Bernard.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Miss Bernard. But, yeah, that's the only really time that I really done any acting. When we was doing like PSAs and stuff like that. But you know what I'm saying? Other than that, you know what I'm saying? I actually started out like for sure with Ricky. You know what I'm saying? He doing his, you know what I'm saying, thing with his skits and stuff like that. So yeah, that's the only type of acting I really got.
Also, please check out Ricky's current web series, Drama Evolution, which is on YouTube right now.
Check that out.
You on episode 5, right?
No, actually, we're on episode 6.
Oh man.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going a little while. It's a superhero web series. So, hey, for any of you guys that are into people having super strength, super speed, all that good stuff, you definitely want to check it out.
Please go check that out.
I'm going to be the next superhero out here.
Hey, I can see you doing it, too.
DJ the Best, pull up.
Have you shoot some laser beams out your eyes or something?
Yeah, baby.
I'm here looking like a whole villain.
I'm talking about everybody with my laser eyes.
Anti-hero. That's
you.
Oh, hero. I'm sorry.
So, Sasha, being that you're a model, I'm pretty sure you've done music videos. What's the difference between doing a music video and really acting and
something? It's different. It's different. I got the feel of, you know, acting when actually this is my first movie that I'm doing, that I did. But it's way different, you know. I'm used to playing around and doing what I want, but you know, whenever you on set for a movie, it's different. You got to be more serious about, you know, things or whatever. So.
Tatiana, same question. Well, you haven't done no music videos, have you?
No, just photo shoots.
So what was your preparation for this gig?
I don't know. I guess just, you know, kind of reading over the script, just watching my favorite actresses, like Taraji P. Henson. I love her. And yes. her whole attitude, her whole demeanor, her whole everything. Like,
baby boy.
Cookie. But it's great. Like, this definitely, you know, I thought about acting because everybody asked me, so, you know, you're going to model, so it means you're going to act. And I was like, no, I'll just stick to one, but I mean, I have fun, so I think this is something I'll keep going with, too.
BJ, you deal with people on a regular,
man,
everyday basis. So what type of inspiration did you get from your character? Did you pull it from, like, different character, different people that you have been around?
Actually, I think this script fell in my hand because of God, I'll be honest with you, because I'm going through some of the similar problems anyway. So with that being said, it's like my partner Travis has been rocking with me since I was doing Door to Door Sales. It's like, yo, I'm getting a movie. I'm like, what? I'm like, let me see what's up. You know, he was like, we're going to get, you know, put us in together. And then I seen the script. I was like, damn, bro, I know exactly what this is going on. Here's my paperwork. Look. You know what I'm saying? So I threw it out there, and I was like, yo, I got to make sure I, because I know I used to talk to my brother, which is like a best friend. Shout out to Putnanny out there. And talk to him. So I remember his answers to me. You know what I'm saying? So with me playing Quan, I knew how to give it to him the same way that my brother would give it to me.
Okay.
So that's why I like the script. Then plus I'm an independent, so you know, I got business all over the city, so right with
you. Did great job in your role too, man. Like, for real.
All of y'all did, actually.
Thank you.
Especially for y'all to be first timers. Yeah. I really felt like y'all energy that y'all brought was very, very realistic.
Thank you.
Man, I want to give a shout out to everybody here on the table, though, because it's a blessing, man, because we all here on the same level. That means we all push for the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, Ricky, I know this is kind of different from what you used to doing.
Oh, yeah, very different. But I love it.
What made you, like, really want to be take on the script? And,
you know what I'm saying? It's a superhero.
Like, to be honest, I guess to mix. Oh, phone call. not my phone.
Hey, the business out here. See, she's just right. In the podcast. Got money coming in.
Well, I guess what made me want to go into the project was, man, I love the script. And to be honest, even though I do the sci-fi genre right now, films and movies like this, I grew up watching this stuff, man. So I felt like just being a part of this, it was kind of right up my alley. Mm-hmm. Even though if you listen to me talk, you meet me in person, you would never think I'd be part of something like this, but
right.
Yeah, but yeah, this is a great way for me to expand my horizons. And plus, you know, a lot of my work I usually do is usually in front of the camera, but it's great to be behind the scenes as well to get that experience. You know, and this is actually the second big project that I've done behind the scenes, besides my own web series,
right.
And I'm glad it could definitely be with Devon Blue, a.k.a. Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Appreciate you having me on board. Yes.
Yay.
Hey, man.
This was so fun.
Like, I really enjoyed working with y'all. The vibes that I got was amazing. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I did have, like, some type of doubt, but...
You shouldn't anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I called bro, like, yo, what's up, y'all?
Me and BJ was on the phone for like almost 2 hours just chopping it up about life, about different opportunities to make a better opportunity for not only ourselves, but people around us, people that we don't even know. And that's the whole reason for me to take on this type of role, because I want to help people grow to be something that they never thought they would have done. Cause I just want to help people And that's just the way I feel. Yeah. And I feel like the script will reach and touch different audience, different people, because it's so realistic and so many people can relate to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
So Travis, what was your first thought when you read the script?
My first thought was like, yo, this is like dope. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? The reason why I thought it was dope because like many people, they can relate to this situation from different point of views in this, you know what I'm saying, film. So yeah, I definitely thought it was dope. You know what I'm saying? It was something new for me because like I was saying, like I never done anything, any acting or anything like that. So yeah.
Sasha, same question.
Well, probably about the same thing as what Travis was saying or whatever, but I enjoy myself. I mean, y'all nice crowd and y'all made me feel home. But other than that, like it was dope. I enjoyed stuff. I never, you know, acted before. I always stuck to modeling and that's all I knew. But you know, I'm branching out, learning more. You learn something every day. So.
That's cool. So Tatiana, what's your idea script? Like, what do you feel like you could see yourself doing? Like a horror movie, an action movie?
I want to be in an action movie because I like action movies. Dope, like that's dope. My favorite thing to watch.
And please believe she do got the attitude for it.
Oh, she got that attitude.
Oh, you right about that?
Very damn nice sure, person. But no, I would definitely like to be in an action movie or something kind of like similar to this because, like I said, I like Taraji P. Henson and stuff like that. And action is just, I don't know, I just always love action movies. It's always been, you know, my thing.
BJ, what's your plans for after this?
Well, I'm an independent, so my goal is to be able to...
Shout out to Malik and Trevor.
I want to be able to keep helping people be inspired, because I think a lot of people from North Carolina don't believe that North Carolina people can do something.
Mm-hmm. But the talent is here. Like, it is. North Carolina is definitely... The talent is here.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to cut you off. No, absolutely. You feel myself. But like she said... My goal is to keep inspiring. I mean, I came from, you know, humble beginnings just like everybody else. And I also came from the same story. So if I fall down, my kids ain't going to never get the glory that I'm trying to give them. So, period. You know what I mean? Let's get here. Let's get there. I don't care how you got to do it. Don't cry about the money. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. Period. And plus, own your own business. Cause, I mean, it's going to be hard, though. Yes. Keep that going, because you can keep more money, you can keep giving it. Because you're sitting out here asking people for a shout out and a handout, that's dope right there. But you keep asking people for a shout out and a handout. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't fell into the pit, y'all. But hey, real talk though, look. Just keep doing what you're doing, man. Real talk, man. Because some of y'all going through some of the same struggle, but some people scared to go out there and still try new stuff. Period. Just keep moving. And I may be giving you a shout out on the movie. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's plenty of opportunities out here. I am like really trying to be able to create opportunities, not just for our people, but just for people in general that has the same goal and mindset. Like if you go back and download Anchor, the app, and listen to Jigsaw and Company, I had Tatiana on there, and we had discussed about helping other people and being able to create opportunities for other people. Like I said, it's more. I have more work, production that I want to put out, and like this right here just gives me fuel to know that it can be done and it can be brought to life. Especially, like I said, if you got the same people with the same common goal, which is to help one another. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody at this table had any ill will or any hidden agenda or any type of like, okay, I'm going to just use this nigga as a stepping stone. Yeah. Like, everybody had good vibes. And, like, I appreciate everything. I can't stress it enough because this is my first as well, being able to put my own work out there to the world, and y'all being the faces of it really makes me appreciate y'all even more. And I have a different level of respect and a different kind of love for y'all for doing this.
Thank you.
What inspired you to write this? Like,
what
you know about?
Experience, man. I'm a victim of child support. Like, mm-hmm. I talked to my wife. Like, I joke about it as far as like child support. Like, I look at it as like a horror movie. Like, when anybody say something about child support, I get chill bumps. but like, it's really a serious subject, and the fact that you do have good men out there that do not have that, that don't have that, how can I say this? Not so much that will, but you have good men that have that bad, that bitter baby mama, mm-hmm. that won't give him the opportunity mm-hmm. to do what he's supposed to do only because she's money driven.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't care what anybody say, behind a good man is always a good woman that is holding him down, regardless mm-hmm. of.
Shout out to y'all Karens out there.
The world needs
Karens. She Eva on the side too, though.
Don't be
easy. Hey, but I'm gonna keep it real too, man.
Please don't be on this.
Being that black man going through the same problem too, but real talk though, like, I think just building your business, you know, find a way to bring in more income, because regardless of the fact that child support gonna keep coming.
Right.
Period. Mm-hmm. They ain't gonna stop that. You can go in there. Yeah. Hey, I don't even make that no more. They're gonna be like, "Well, sir, you better go ahead and come up with that 900."
Oh yeah,
ain't that right, bro?
You know,
900. Sure, yeah. That's why you tripping. But yo, try to make you know different forms of income that you don't have to be there all the time for. You can do that. You'll be able to kind of like get around it and get time to be able to fight her, because I mean, I don't say fight because you know it's already we're going through a lot now. They shooting people down there. Right. So, but at least you ain't got to bow down as much. I'm going to be real with you. Working a job, you got to pay that. You only getting one set of income. So if you working 20, 30 hours on your job, you ain't got enough time to fight with the lawyer. Hey, what's going on with my kid? Like, I got to be at work. I'm going to be fighting that. So try to make you more income so you can have time to deal with your problems. Because you don't have no time trying to work all the hours. Especially, I'm going to be real with you, you can't try to get another relationship. Kind of relax with that. Because you go into another relationship, that means you got to sit there and take care of her too.
You feel me?
You gotta take care of your old lady, still be stable with her. Plus, your baby mama know that. She on your ass, nigga.
She on your ass.
She finna be on your ass just because you got another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Not because she worrying about if you're a good man. I ain't even about that. She mm-hmm. coming to get you because you with another woman. So,
mm-hmm. And it's sad that we can't make it about. It's majority of the time it's never about the child. Like,
yeah,
and that's what we lose sight of. Like, it's mm-hmm. always about the kid. Like, they have nothing to do with this, but they always in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you like the little baby mama using it, you know, like you said, using it just to get money or just to get on your nerves, maybe you have a harder mm-hmm. time. It's just ridiculous.
And that white man don't care. So you can live in that system you want to.
No.
They're trying to find all types of ways to get you. I don't care if you're a street dude. You're a good dude with a bachelor. Mm-hmm. You got a child support, playboy. They're coming to get you. So you got to figure out what you're going to do to maintain the sanity in both of your women if you're going to be out there doing it like that.
And there is a balance. I'm not saying there isn't. There cannot be no positive balance. It's just you have to be patient. You have to be able to find that balance. And you have to be understanding. And you have to learn when to fight and when not to fight. That's the biggest thing. Learn when to fight and learn when not to fight. Because all battles don't deserve to be fought.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just have to learn. Just like, all right,
you got it.
Got
your feelings. Stop being a bitch.
You got it. You got it.
That's your feelings. Think about it, though.
So we'll get back to the cast. Travis, what was your favorite? What would you say was your favorite moment about this whole shooting process? I'm asking everybody that same question, so y'all down on that.
You know something? it was a just a whole bunch of, you know what I'm saying, good moments in this, you know what I'm saying, one piece. You know what I'm saying? It's really hard to say, oh, this is absolutely my favorite moment. You know what I'm saying? Especially as far as being like the main character. You know what I'm saying? You know, I had a lot of moments. So like, but if I absolutely, you know what I'm saying, had to choose, it gotta be the fight between Karen and
The energy was there.
I ain't gonna lie. My favorite moment is just watching Ricky expressions. Like when he's behind the camera,
mm-hmm.
and he gave like, I think she had cleared her throat. We were in the midst of recording. Ricky had cut his eyes.
Mind you, damn, my bad.
Ricky's the most nicest, humblest dude I ever met. But when I see him cut his eyes, I'm like, okay, Ricky. When it comes to recording, that he means business. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he means business. And then watching his expression when Karen and Niecy was going at it.
Got you crazy.
It was a petty moment.
Yeah, it was there. And watching Karen going up them stairs, and she's sticking her tongue out. I was like, oh,
she's such a sweet grown person. So
you would never, like I said, the energy was there, and I appreciate that. Like I really enjoyed that.
Yes, yes.
One for your idea, I won't be here.
Can I tell you guys something I will do that I don't mean to do?
What?
Is low-key annoy cast members. Okay. Like Devon said, when it comes to the shooting, you know, I kind of mean business. That's why I do, like, as many retakes as I do.
Yeah.
Even though I know you guys get tired of saying the same lines over and over again. No, you know,
honestly, like, as far as, like, being a person who also do editing, I understand that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As far as doing, like, retakes and stuff, yeah.
Just want to make sure, you know, I bring Devon's, you know, vision to life as best as I can.
Yeah.
You know?
And you guys been amazing. You'll find something better. Like,
Mm-hmm. It gives you guys second and third and fourth chances, however many times it may be.
Well, good, then. All y'all going to be rich, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to holler at them on the phone like, yo!
So Tati, what was your favorite moment?
When me and him was arguing at the house and he kept trying to step to me and I kept forgetting that I was supposed to be backing down and I was chopped him in the throat.
The looks in your face were priceless.
Alright, it went from Niecy and Kari to Ike and Tina. I swear to God. If she would have stepped to me, we would have been thrown down. I promise.
Because Tina Turner was fighting back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure was. Just don't take y'all for shit.
I don't want to eat the cake.
I was trying so hard to. I had to remember. Don't hit him.
So he did step on her feet.
Oh, he did. I should have. My toe.
Well, you got the corns there to protect.
I got corns for sale, y'all.
Wow.
Surprise, it ain't pop.
Wow.
Shots fired.
I'm trying to tell everybody I'm a nice person. Look at you. Bringing Niecy back out.
Shots fired.
Did you get your lawyer?
Still ain't.
He gonna need a restraining order.
Yeah, fuck a lawyer. I'm gonna get a restraining order.
So Sasha, what was your favorite moment?
It was the fight, but also the way that Kari looks at Karen or whatever.
It's, yeah.
I think that was like real sentimental. It was sweet, and she down for her man and stuff.
It was beautiful.
I think that was real beautiful. And you do have those types of females down for their men. and don't give a fuck about the baby mama.
Right. You know, Black Love at its finest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Shout out to Black Love. Oh, yeah. It's still there. It's still rocking.
Yeah. So, dropping that beat.
Shout out Dom on the beat with the background music, man. He got a mixtape coming out. That's my guy.
Oh yeah.
So BJ, what was your favorite moment?
I'm gonna have to say the level of professionalism that we gained to this product. So I'm gonna have to say overall the whole picture.
Yeah, it would. Y'all was on point. Like,
they were.
Besides, you know, some people being late and.
Man, God.
I'm not going to. You done gave it away. I wasn't going to say no names. I mean, but if you want to throw some names out there, we can.
Hey, if you feel like it, do it then. Hey, say something. Say something.
No. But nah, like I said, everybody, they was on point. Like I said, when we, you know, because mind you, we did no previous rehearsal. Mm-hmm. Like the day of the shoot. That was it.
That's what made it special, y'all. That's a lot of energy. That means everybody done put in just that much work to get to this same place. Like, I got to understand how powerful it is. I know I went through hell. I'm still going through hell. So, to be here, we all got to be thinking on some type of mental level. You hear me? Mm-hmm.
So, for what I'm taking from this, I don't think anybody had any least favorite moments.
Hell yeah.
No.
I had one.
When I get bit up by the daggone mosquitoes. You feel me?
One, two, you know, y'all kicked me out, put me in that black room.
That's how we did have to do that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's not no fun to be on the floor behind. I work hard to be up here. All right, but that's it.
My least favorite moment, I had a little hiccup, which only three of us had, three people at this table know what really happened. But, like I said, everything worked out.
Absolutely.
So we, you know, there's no need to bring talk about that.
Oh, you don't want to tell?
No, we don't want to talk about
you it.
You want me to tell? No, you ain't got that, bro.
You don't want to talk about it. Well, you know, I get a, basically a Facebook message.
We're gonna end this episode kind of short.
I get a message from Jigsaw, and he was like, wait, let me find it.
Lord, he about to read
it verbatim. Thanks to everybody.
So, Rick,
we have to enlighten everybody.
So, Rick,
wait a minute.
That's like everybody.
Can we Photoshop Travis face?
There is a way we can do that. Advertisement.
Okay. We can put BJ out there as lead role.
Feel me? Nah, I can't do that. I don't want none of the problems. I don't want no baby mama.
Okay, yeah. So basically, hit me up with a message. He was like, I got some bad news. I was like, oh, shit.
Boy. Oh.
And at first, I thought I was fired. I ain't even gonna lie. At first, I thought I was real fired. But he was like, you know what I'm saying?
That's a nice picture of Barack Obama.
He thought he lost the.
Yeah.
My grandpa got that.
Somebody.
But basically, he thought he lost. He erased all the videos that we did from, you know what I'm saying, yesterday. And I was like,
that's why I brought the extra outfit. The same one I wore yesterday, because I was like, damn, we're going to have to reshoot. I don't even live here. I'm about to go get some more clothes.
What you got to say about that?
But honestly, that was the only part that I was worried about, is getting everybody back together. Because, like, you know what I'm saying, if we really had to do it all over again, I would do it.
Yeah, honestly, I would do it.
I'll be honest with you, though. I would like to do more.
Okay, I feel like watch out.
Be honest with you. I want to do a lot more work with y'all.
I would too.
You know what I mean? Just keep building from there, though, because I'm independent, so I need to be able to call y'all. Like,
but I'm just saying, there might be a part two. You never know.
I would back in the way. Suit on.
Never know what happened.
Hey, I'm trying to do a superhero movie though, bro. Cause we can do some ghetto joint. I come out, call me ghetto hood nigga.
that's your name. No. Ghetto man. Ghetto man.
You feel me? I just call
it. What's your powers gonna be, man?
I feed the homeless or some shit.
All right, that's a power. I'll feed you on that.
His weakness is oodles and noodles. But nah, Travis, you've been cut.
Oh man, that's messed up. I would like all my residuals though for my time and effort and stuff like that.
All right, I'll give you a shout out.
Oh.
Because ain't nobody signed no contract, so.
Oh, you're right. I got my contract right here. You're right. So this can't be released.
Matter of fact, what you mean I can't release it? Ain't nobody to sign no contract. Anyways.
You didn't have my permission to do this. So.
Technically, I do. I got the messages to prove it.
I'm ready to see it all put together.
Yeah. Me too, man. Honestly.
I'm ready to put it together.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I'm pretty sure this is not going to be the last time y'all see this cast together. I do have a web series, ongoing three. Like, I'm right now, I'm like on season four right now, right? As far as like writing wise. Mm-hmm. I have three seasons ready to be shot and recorded, but I have other prior engagements before I jump into that, because that web series, that's my baby right there. So when I do that, that most definitely has to be done with justice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there is one there. So I'm gonna go. Oh, Ricky, my fault. Your favorite moment.
Oh, my favorite moments. Actually, I had two of them. Our first one was yesterday, and we filmed the final scene when Travis, aka Sakara, gets in a fight with what's the character's name? Mike? Or was it Chris?
It's Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
He tried to change it to Mike so bad.
Chris, but the thing is, Travis, if you meet this guy in person, you can tell he works out. He's a pretty big dude himself, but this dude he's fighting, he's somewhere between 6'3", 6'5". Probably about a good 280. He hit Travis with his two-piece. Like, it was just insane. Then when Travis pulls out his gun, like, you could just feel that moment and that tension.
Yeah.
Even though I read the script and I'm the one shooting it, I'm still like, oh, crap, my own son.
The cup.
You know
the cup. Shout out to the orange cup.
Big shout out to that orange cup, man. It dealt with a lot of pressure.
Travis, he threw this cup a few times just in anger and frustration. Yeah. Like, that cup, it deserved a shout out. Definitely.
I hit my dude over the head with it. Like, everything.
Man,
this
one
cop.
Anybody want to get in business with me, legal share, you can get me at that. You know, I get you legal, you know, lawyers, anything, all 50 states. Holler at me, though. Go to my Facebook at Lakeem Robson. I hate saying all that shit.
Yeah.
Excuse me, y'all, but at gmail.com. All right? Holler at me later.
I feel you, though, bro. My second favorite moment again was with you, Travis. It was actually very simple. You and Karen were in your simple black love moment at the very beginning. For some reason, I liked it when you picked up and you slammed her on the couch. I don't know why I like it so much.
He power bombed
her.
No, we was rehearsing, right? Yeah, y'all just rehearsing.
Oh, yeah. Was crazy. Like, I said, that's hard. I was like, oh, shit, did I get on
that? No, actually, I don't think I got that one.
He Batista power bombed
her. He did. He slammed the fuck out of me.
Actually, I was fine for that.
He did. Maybe I like it because I used to wrestle in high school. I don't know, but it was nice.
Wow. Definitely, yeah.
You can feel that love.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though.
You know, for some of you guys that are stoner to do that to your girls, hey, go for it.
I recommend it.
Yeah, me too.
I love it. I love it. Like the pancakes in the morning.
Yeah. Bacon, eggs, steak, whatever you ask.
Oh, I'm over here hungry.
Yeah. I'm running on heat right now. So, this question goes to everybody. Mm-hmm. What do you expect to get from this? Like, what type of response, as far as like your own personal response? What do you feel like you going to receive from this? As far as type of energy you go get from the crowd, like what? Are you looking for somebody to be like, hey man, I want you to be in my next piece, or you know, I seen you in such and such. I want you know, come work with me.
I mean, while that would be nice, but it's more like something that could relate to the people. Like, yeah. I mean, I feel like it's more so people see like, oh, well, I'm going through this too. Like something, you know, they see in regular films, oh, I'm going through this too. Or they, you know, they did that, you know, I'm not the only one out here going through this. My baby mama's a bitch. Like, I'm trying to take care of my kids. You know, I got my girl like rocking with me. You know, and I'm just trying to, you know, I'm just trying to do the right thing.
For the
thing.
People, she just flicked them off.
Yeah.
That goes back to show that she does that.
Behind the scenes.
When I say that, it backs up.
I'm a nice person.
Not flicking me off.
Oh, yeah, she's a nice person.
Yeah.
So Tatiana, not Travis, Ricky, I already asked y'all this question. So I'm going to ask BJ, Sasha, and Travis. Normally what I do when I wrap my podcast up, I let ask my guests, if they had a title, if they had a book, what would be the title of your book? And would it be a bestseller?
Yeah, actually, you did ask me that one.
Yeah, if you had a book, what would be the title of your book? And do you think it would be a bestseller?
I didn't ask me that.
About my own story?
I'm talking about pertaining to what? I mean, what was shot to you? If you had your own book, like an autobiography, pretty much.
Somebody told me to write a book, and I thought about starting to write it, and then, I don't know.
I'm going to give a shout out to my sister, though. She write books up there in Charlotte. You know what I'm saying? She wrote one called, what's the name of the book called? The Female of the Vagina. Yeah, it's a deep book, you know. She said to push it deep, so that's why.
I feel you.
But that's her whole theory, and she a woman, so I had to just rock with that. But she always told me I need to write one through my story and what I came from. But my main goal, though, hey, if I wrote a book called Mumbo Wings, just because it's good, and you know you got to cut that chicken up to get there. Feel me?
Okay. That's different.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You don't know.
I don't know. I'm still working on the book that I'm trying to write right now.
I think mine will be called The Fall and Rise. Because I'm going through like a lot late, like within the last couple months. I don't really want to elaborate on that. But I'm kind of pertaining to the same thing what we, you know, we filmed or whatever. But other than that, I think it'll be called The Fall and Rise.
That's deep, though. I like that, too. That's deep. I don't know your full story yet, but...
I get to be in the story.
Travis?
You gotta write about this thing.
As far as, like, a title, I wouldn't even know. Honestly. I'm just be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Working.
Like, I'm gonna get that mumble wing, though. I'm telling
you.
Yeah,
my shit would probably be something simple. Like, it's just my life or some shit like that. But other than that, yeah, that's something I gotta sit and think about.
Ain't got that far.
Yeah, I ain't get that
one. Devon, you mind if I answer the question again?
Go ahead, man.
Okay, I guess I had to say the hero of your story.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of live by that quote, you know, and I'm the type of guy where, okay, I kind of look at life almost as like a role-playing game, you know, where I'm the main character. If you guys ever grew up playing games like Final Fantasy, Zelda, you know, where there's always like a main hero in the story. In mine, so I'm kind of that guy in my stories.
Hold on, not to cut you off, Ricky.
Oh, yeah.
Tati, go ahead and give your social media information.
I'm on Instagram, Miss_Lady_Tilo, Facebook. I got a model Facebook page, just Tatiana Williams, and everything else you can look me up as Tatiana Williams. And I'm going to be starting a blog, my other Instagram that's going to start my blog. What's it called? The Mom T, so you can just look me up through there. You know, I'm out there.
Bang, 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 bang.
Okay, so where's the center on?
A good one.
Oh, all right. Where's your nice podcast center too.
Huh? Where's the center on your blog? I mean, like, is it mom issues? Is it fashion?
I'm going to do about a little bit of everything. Like, right now, on my modeling Instagram, is just basically behind the scenes of what I do, you know, when I get ready for a photo shoot, or like the scenery of the photo shoot, or what it's like. Because when I first started, it was in Japan, and then like he was explaining to me, you don't really see, you know, thicker models having that much confidence and all of that stuff. So, you know, I just want to put that out there, being natural beauty, because I don't really wear makeup. I don't do none of that. I just go as I am to my photo shoot, and if, you know, they want me to, then of course I will. But like, I let them know in advance. I'm like, I don't wear makeup. I don't do any of this. Like, me doing my sewing right now, like, that's the most I've done in like ever. I don't really do any of that. Like, I'm just all natural. That's it. So
that's what's up.
That's my.
Hey, it definitely fits you.
Yeah. And the attitude is there.
Look, no, it's not. No, it's not. But no, it's just a little bit about everything. Like, you know, my life. Like I said, I'm going, like, these last few months transitioning from being in the Marine Corps as a civilian. Like, that's a lot. It's a lot. It's definitely a lot. And, you know, trying to just basically the of everything, like, just my life. So, trying to get me a new camera. Right now I'm just using my phone, and I'm gonna put together my YouTube page.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What do y'all modeling at? Like, if y'all go do modeling, like, I just take pictures and that's it?
Well, with me, I go out, I find work instead of work finding me. Most of the time, they do find me. Like, it will find you. Like, they'll hit you up on Instagram, any social media or whatever. Mm-hmm. But with me, I go out and I find work. Like, I see if anybody needs, you know, like, adding photographers. I've been on social media, adding photographers. Just basically find a connect. That's all. Mm-hmm. And then go off of that.
Yeah, I do.
Just like the drugs you got on your car, BJ.
Uh-oh. God bless you.
I pretty much do the same thing. I'm in a bunch of modeling Facebook groups, and I ask them if they need models.
Yeah.
The only reason why I got so many photographers that were hitting me up, or I was hitting them up, is one photo shoot. Everybody, you know, like a thick girl with a big butt, and then everybody's like, oh, look at them hips, and then photographers.
Yeah, there you go. Right there. What do you plan to do with that? I mean, like, I mean, it's a lot of women out here with fat ass. Like, you know how we talk tomorrow right now, see fat ass all day. But, what's the goal with that, though, for y'all?
Well, with me,
like, can I buy y'all Coca Cola or something?
For me, at first, it was just a self confidence thing. I started off in Japan, and the guy just wanted a natural hair model. And I was like, okay, cool. So it was like a group of us women doing, you know, modeling natural hair. And then he pulled me to the side and he was telling me about how he has all these models and he likes diversity. He has a black girl. And then I was like, yeah, I don't know. And he's like, okay, just do one photo shoot, just try it out. And I did it and it was great. And he was just like, you know, even if you don't keep modeling, just show you're like an example for other, you know, girls, women, whatever. Like, you cannot be. You can be, you know, bigger than a size 2, size 0, and still be a model, still be beautiful, not wear makeup, and, you know, still do whatever you have to do to make money. Okay. And I'm you said, you're independent, so am I. Like, I go out and get mine. Like, I had, you know, businesses going, I've been running my own shit, and that's what I want to do. Like, I want to be my own business.
You don't sell drugs like Jigsaw.
Oh, no, I don't do that. No, that's like a little too far. But, I want to be a role model.
Fans ain't listening. Fuck that all, huh? We don't never get this shit edited. Nah, it's a blessing, though.
I appreciate
y'all energy about that, though, for me personally.
Yeah, I want to be a role model to women, my daughter.
Very inspiring.
I got
a daughter myself, and by me having this gap of years, so I have to learn how to appreciate women a lot more than I have growing up, because it's been so low of a gap. So it's an honor to be able to be around y'all, though. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm trying to be a business woman myself. Like, right now, me modeling is, I'm trying to build my own brand. Mm. So.
Business, even though, in my eye, the
main thing is it may be easy on your end, but us, we have to. Watch
it's more out spiritual, for though. I think it's more spiritual than it is anything else, because you got to go faith. And if your faith weak, then how the hell you gonna have a business?
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, it's, I think for her, like, what she more so means is, like, men are creeps.
Right.
And I dealt with a creep. And so it's kind of hard, like, because so sometimes it gets discouraging, but then. You know, I have to remind myself, okay, if I want to keep doing this and I want to keep, you know, modeling or building my brand, I'm going to come across these creeps. I can't be weak. You know, I don't have time to, you know, I might bend, but I can't break.
Like, yeah.
So I can't break. And especially with my two kids, that I don't have time to be breaking and breaking down. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I might have my breakdown moment, but I need to get the fuck back up and keep going and know what I'm doing.
I'll say anything else. Me personally, with that, like, yo, y'all got it. Because, again, like, I got a baby mama that look at me, and she kind of like, yo, you know, all right, nice to meet you, but,
bye, y'all.
She really looks at me, you know what I'm saying? She really looks at me and be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? On her own will, though. Like, I've been had my own business and stuff like that, but she didn't want to believe in my dream. You know, I didn't want her to believe in my dream. I want her to really have her own thing, but it was like, go to the military. And I'm like, yo, you should be able to, you know what I mean? You should be able to do what you want to do.
Right.
How do you, for the kids, for me personally, for the young man out there, it's more like, when you got to be faced with that choice, like how he got to be faced with it. Now, he got to do whatever it's going to take to be able to make something happen. But you shouldn't have to be limited to what you want to do just because, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's period. Like, how in the hell is somebody going to, because that judge is not going to be on your side. He's on the best, you know, way he think. He only going off information, period. Not no, I know you, you my nigga. None of that. It's more like, boom. All right, well, she said you did this. Or it could be the opposite way around.
Facts, but numbers.
You should never have to be limited to have to work a dead-end job. You just have to, I feel like, you, for what my experience is, work harder. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm growing businesses, but I want to get a bigger business. How I'm going to take myself from, you know, $10,000, you know, without have to have so much revenue taken out at the same time to $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on my own, you know what I'm saying, from my network. You feel me? So, for everybody, I feel like, yo, us, like, what we're doing right now is what it's going to take, but keep delivering high dose of that.
Yeah.
But then keeping it in-house so we can all have, you know, stay safe. Like me being independent, if you had to come back, you could become successful, whatever the case is, you could always come back home and build, because it's no negativity. It's, you don't work before, you know what I'm saying? You know your bag gonna come. You know what I'm saying? Period. However you do it, your bag gonna come. It's, you know what I'm saying? That's how it's supposed to be. And that's my goal in my journey, is to make sure I can always sustain successful business. Right. I can't be the best businessman having weak business. I'm not going to make everyone right.
Right.
But I need to be able to guarantee you successful business, or the best that I can give.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I think that's all. Oh, my fault, peoples. We're trying to make sure that I do not download, delete the videos, so we won't have no hiccup again.
Yeah.
But I do want to get this product to y'all. It's called Coke by Jig. We'll get this place jumping. Ricky, he's my plug. So if you need that plug, holler at Ricky. He got the work.
Ricky. Is this part where I get shot?
I swear to God, it was going in my head like, oh, Ricky.
But, I appreciate it.
Like I said, say this.
Mama, I ain't doing that.
Like I said, I appreciate everything that y'all did. Like, for y'all to take the time to
stop to
help my vision, bring my vision alive. Cause, like, I'm not I can be cocky at times, which is, right now is about to be one of those moments. But like, when I write, Sometimes I don't believe in my writing, but then I let somebody else read it. And I have yet to hear somebody tell me that anything that I wrote was bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel like I do have a vision. I do have a gift to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And to help bring that story alive. And that's what y'all did. Y'all helped bring my vision to my story alive, and
that's powerful, though.
Like I said,
that's powerful. Yeah. Like, that's an idea you had when
you talking about this story.
No, just in general, the idea was just like, I got an idea. I'm gonna write this story about, you know, us. I mean, well, that's powerful.
Like I said, when it for example, my web series called Living with Karma, I wrote that back in like 2014, and like I said, I'm working on the fourth season of this. My son, which is going to be in my next project, I wrote that back in like 2015. So the writing is there, and like I said, it's just the part about finding the right people, or finding that gives me that energy to want to bring it to life. Like I said, I appreciate y'all doing that, man. Like, helping me bring my vision to life. Y'all, like, I'm nervous, yeah, but excited. Like,
we all on the same page. We all on the same page.
And it's not even the fact of like, because it's my work. It's just, I know so many people that they always say, yo, you need to bring it to life. You need to shoot it. You need to do this. You need to do that. And I'm able to give basically the people what they ask for, the people what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, for y'all to want to be a part of it,
I know I want to be a part, because I could have gave you a contract before I even did this. I could have been like, me. Yo, I can show you that mug on my phone right now. Like, we got signed. This is my brother. I need this stake in my business. But nah, but I want to see it more grow than really me getting any credit for it. I really want to kind of like use my work.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Because mm-hmm. like I said, my whole thing for this, like I said, I'm not looking for no check right now. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying I ain't looking for a check, but I ain't looking for a check right now. Right now, I just, like I said, I want to be able to get my name out there, get my brand out there, start my brand, and be able to sit down with a Netflix exec and be like, look, I got a script, mm-hmm. but I'm not signing no paperwork unless I can be a part of the creativity and mm-hmm. so I can have my vision.
Right. How if I not, I'm going to put that bag on the table for him. What I can do. Right. I ain't saying I'm a millionaire, but exactly. We're going to scrape up, get quarters, pennies, fake money, whatever you got to do.
Like I said, we're going to make it work. We're going to make it work what we got. As we did, we're going to make it work what we got. So, Trav, give people your social media platform so they can check you out.
You can hit me up on Facebook at Travis Boykin. You know what I'm saying? Just search me through there. Instagram, you can hit me up, takeamines33@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? It's like take a mind like the guitar. You know what I'm saying? Actually, it's pronounced take a means, but yeah, takamines at 3TAKAM.
That's real, don't it?
Yeah, it do. TAKAMINES33@gmail.com.
Oh, me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can also hit me up. I play Karen. Mm-hmm. My name is Sasha. And Sasha. I'm on Facebook at Sasha Gilchrist or Gilchrist Sasha, SASHAGILCHRIST. And my Instagram is 28 Cutenesses.
Yo,
I will put a IG information in the description.
Mm-hmm. I change my name all the time, so y'all just
mine. I don't really have too many social medias, but BJ the best. Like, if you want to find me, I'm in the streets of Fayetteville all day, every day, making sure the streets are taken care of. So, if you look for me, it's JTL to the day I die, just the family. It's with the factory. That's my goal. So if you're looking for me, you can always find me here in Fayetteville. Peace.
Oh, Ricky?
Me? Oh, you can find me on Instagram at all lowercase letters, Ricky Vision, hashtag mm-hmm. Ricky Vision, and on Facebook at Ricky the Vision Bell Jr. When I say vision, I mean like your eyes, like you see with your vision. But yeah, that's how you find me on social media.
And you know you can catch me on Facebook, IG, on the Snap, in my Gmail at JigsawBlue26. That's Jigsaw with 2 G's. JigsawBlue with 2 G's. 2 6. And like I said, I'm trying to build a brand. Puzzle Me Entertainment. Like I say, We got Travis in here counting the money. We got the stacks on the table, stacks on deck.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't going at his baby mama.
I'm trying to say,
we know what's going
on. Is it anything? Like I said, the short film is coming out real soon. Be out on the lookout for that. Also, you can check out the podcast dropping every Wednesday. Google Podcasts, Spotify.
Yeah.
We working on YouTube right now. Apple, iTunes, whatever podcast is fucking me up right now. So I'm trying to get on that.
Hey, give me another shout out on my podcast.
Of course. Of course.
That was sounding good when you did me first time.
And if you, like I said, please, if you're not listening on Spotify, if you're not listening on Google Podcasts or whatever you listen to your podcast on, download Anchor, the Anchor app. It's with the purple logo.
Subscribe to my boy.
Jigsaw and Company, hashtag that too as well. Jigsaw and Company every Wednesday. And also that's on Anchor. If you go listen to it, it's on Anchor. And also on Anchor is BJ the Best. Cab 229. And you can catch him in the Fayetteville streets.
Uh-huh. Got a lot of guests on there. Everybody from homeless people to rich people.
And that's a beautiful thing that he's doing, because he's not, like I said, he's a man of the people. So it's not like he's trying to shoot for one type of person, one type of demographic. He's for the people. And he's out here in these streets every day So, like I said, check out his podcast, Cab229. Download that Anchor app.
You know what I mean?
Download the Anchor app.
Subscribe to Jigsaw. Subscribe, my brother.
Anything else I'm trying to think of? I just had something on my mind.
Don't you hate when that happens, man? Mm-hmm. Watch, it's going to come to you after this is over.
And I'm going
to
be pissed, too.
Oh, no, I just know y'all going to be some rich people. Oh, y'all.
Oh, yes.
Appreciate
yeah,
that.
But
whatever we're going through,
we're
going to be rich, y'all.
We halfway there.
I wonder what a million feels like.
Just
your first million, right?
I know, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder what your first million feels like.
But you know what, though? I believe that we all came across $1 million
yeah,
in a lifetime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know for a fact I didn't do
it. I know I went through about...
I know for a fact what I done generate just in the cab alone. I know I touch 100,000
almost a year. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Easy. You know what I'm saying? More, yeah. But I know that my main goal now. I want to be known of heavyweight factory building. That's my goal. You feel me?
I figured it out. Hashtag that's what's up. We're gonna have some shirts coming out for the that's what's up. Mm-hmm. Once you watch the show, the short film, you gonna understand. We're gonna get some shirts made for I want that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So please be on the lookout for that. I can't say how much I ain't got a word, man.
Oh, it's
so
emotional. So I'm gonna wrap this up. So, Travis, Sasha, BJ the Best, Tatiana, Ricky Bell. This is your boy Jigsaw Blue. We out.
History.
You. It's your boy Jig. I'd like to shout out our sponsors. Photos by Holly Rock. If you're looking for a photographer for your next event, whether it's a wedding, baby shower, graduation, birthday party, you name it, he does it all. If you're just looking for a photo shoot, you know, to get your little modeling skills on, or you're just trying to get, you know, your family photos, he does those as well. Best photographer in the Ville, hands down. Cheapest prices in town, quickest turnaround. He have your photos to you in no time. Message him, he'll get back with you. Mention you heard it from this podcast, Jigsaw Company, you might get a discount. That's Photos by Holly Rock. You can catch him on Facebook or IG at Photos by Holly Rock. HollyRock. Photos by Holly Rock. I've been shot by Holly Rock. Have you?